Okay, welcome back. And now we're on to the conspiracy countdown of the week. And joining us is Joe Usinski, our professor in Miami. Thanks for being here, Joe.
Great to be with you this week. Thanks for having me.
Always. So, what have you found out?
In trolling through the internet this week, I have our top three conspiracy theories that are making their way around. Before I start with the top three, I want to give you our number four runner-up, and that is that Amelia Earhart. Some people say that she just crashed out in the ocean, and we haven't been able to fully find out what happened to her. But some people are saying this week that she was eaten by giant coconut crabs. Now, this isn't really a conspiracy theory on its own.
Yeah.
Unless the coconut crabs were somehow conspiring to eat her and hide their activities as such. But it's being called and treated a conspiracy theory, perhaps because this this knowledge might have been hidden from us. But if you see the pictures of the crabs online, you might see this as plausible because the crabs are known to eat things as large as cats, and they're fairly large coconut crabs. So that's our runner-up for the week.
Now, is that somewhere near Russia? Are they Russian coconut crabs?
No, this is out in the Pacific, and they have a few islands where they say this may have happened. But they say she crashed, made it to an island, and either she was eaten alive by the crabs or her corpse was disposed of by these giant crabs.
Oh, well, that's good. Now we can have a crab killer, just like the pig farmer. There'll be a new one. We're giving someone the idea. There we go.
So I guess if you're ever accused of murder, just say the crabs did it, and then that's your get out of jail card.
Yeah, the crabs did it, just like Amelia. That's how I learned it.
All right, so for our number three, and I'm not sure this gets that much more sane, but our third most popular conspiracy theory making its rounds this week is that planet Nibiru is on a collision course with Earth and may spell doom for us in the coming months. And this has also been tied in with reports that Jupiter and Venus are going to smash in together. And if that were to happen, that would cause 14 days of darkness, they're saying. What scientists say is that if you have 8 days of darkness, that would be really bad for the planet and probably be extinction level. But with two planets in our solar system smashing, or with another planet just coming to smash into us, that would be extinction level events. So that's our number three for the week.
Jeez, we have 8 days of darkness in Seattle all the time.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you've seen what happens with 30 days of night.
the vampires come out.
Oh, great.
And going back to the crabs, I mean, I'm still here, and I had crabs once.
I think that's a very different very different kind of crab, and the size of the crab might be exponentially different.
She just didn't have the same comb that I had.
Yeah. Well, she was stranded on an island.
Well, look what Gilligan was able to do on an island.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, number two.
So, number two, Roy Moore, Senator, well, George, the judge, and then Senate candidate Roy Moore in Alabama, is accused of inappropriate relations of varying degrees with young women dating back decades. And the conspiracy theories surrounding this are one, are these allegations made up as some sort of plot to bring him down? And then two, there's this question of robocalls that have been made in Alabama.
Uh-oh.
Where there's a message that's being sent to people on their telephones that says something along the lines of, "Hi, my name is Bernie Bernstein from the Washington Post. If you're a woman and you have a story to tell about Judge Roy Moore, I'm happy to print it and I won't even verify if it's true." So the conspiracy theory is about this, is that they are trying to, this is either somebody from the judge's campaign trying to sow the seeds of doubt about the accusations against the judge and make it look as if there's a conspiracy by the Washington Post and perhaps Jewish people to get the judge. Or, and this might be equally plausible, that somebody is planting these robocalls to make it look as if the campaign is trying to make it look as if there was a conspiracy. So we may be going down a rabbit hole with some of this stuff, but the number two of the week is the robocalls around Judge Rory Moore.
Wow. You know, it's probably Kevin.
You know, I'm off during the day. I got nothing but time to sit here and randomly call numbers in Alabama.
Yeah.
And I am a Jew.
There we go. We knew it. The Jews did
So here in Seattle, if you have a story about Roy Moore, please call me and I won't even verify it. We'll say that on air.
Now, what they've said about these robocalls is they sound incredibly fake from the reports to not be really convincing in any way.
Well, we're not.
If you do go back in time, there have been accusations, particularly during tight campaigns, where, you know, if you go back to, I think it was South or North Carolina back in 2000 in the primary race between Bush and McCain, they say that there were some push polls put out there that insinuated that McCain might have had an interracial baby that he was hiding, and that this may have tipped the scales in favor of George W. Bush. So these calls are sometimes used to, you know, sway public opinion one way or another, oftentimes with very dirty tactics because no one's recording the telephone and no one can really track down who's making these calls.
Yeah.
So who is reporting? So who's reporting this?
So these phone calls are getting widely reported, so by quite a few different sources. So there's quite a few people who've received the calls, and they're all the same. So the transcript has been made available by people who've written it down, which has led to a joke on Twitter. And because this fictitious reporter's name is Bernie Bernstein, they said, you know, if you want to be part of the Jewish conspiracy, then just pick it's your first name. And then your first name again with Steen at the end. And that is your Alabama Jewish conspiracy name.
Well, there
Alan Warrenstein.
Warrenstein.
Yes.
You can be Warren Warrenstein.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thompson-stein. And, I was groped by Roy Moore in a broom closet.
And was it good?
Well, I mean, it was full cut. You know, it was comfortable. It was warm.
Well, onward. So what's the big one of the week?
So the number one conspiracy theory this week is the Hillary Clinton Uranium One scandal, which has been simmering for some months. But it's made a big splash this week. For two reasons. One is that Representative Louie Gohmert put out a flowchart showing all the different actors involved in the conspiracy to give preferential treatment in this particular matter, and trying to allege a whole host of nefarious characters in this uranium deal. And after that chart sort of confused people because they had essentially hundreds of connections drawn between many different actors, Sean Hannity put out a more simplified version that made some of the connections a little bit more clear, but it was essentially getting to the same idea, and that is that Hillary Clinton was involved in some shady dealings on this particular deal, and this is sort of a big conspiracy theory this week, partially because some people believe it, and partially because other people are shocked at the brazenness at which these accusations are being made, particularly by members of Congress who don't normally traffic in conspiracy theory flowcharts.
Wow. I didn't even think that mattered. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it.
So a neat thing is that these flowcharts, because of this, have made sort of a comeback. And I don't want to say that only the Republicans are doing it. There's been one put out by the DCCC, which is the Democratic Congressional Committee, and they have put out one that involves a representative from California named Dana Rohrabacher, and it's called the RohrabacherConspiracy.com, and you can look it up. And this is from, the Democrats. And it's got essentially a flow chart, a fairly simple one, but it's got Putin tied in with some Republicans trying to insinuate some sort of Russian control over the Republican Party. But the Democrats are doing it and the Republicans are doing it too. So I guess we're stuck with these flow charts for at least a little while now.
The new trend. Hillary did it. Oh, well, that's interesting. That's great.
But the crabs have not been accused of being involved in the Uranium One decision in any way. They are left off of that particular flowchart. So that is good.
So. Oh, yeah. Thank God for the crabs. Only ones we can trust.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that it gets the point across. Just having the conspiracy come out, it brings into doubt everything, right? So,
It does, and it's created a lot of dissension, particularly at Fox News, where you have your nighttime programming saying it's true and putting out these flowcharts, and your daytime programming saying it's not true, and. So viewers are getting sort of a mixed message if they watch at 3 p.m. or if they watch at 9 p.m. And then you have a lot of coverage being very negative towards this particular conspiracy theory. Now, one thing I would caution is, there may or may not be something in this Uranium One deal, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't other reasons to be suspicious of the Clinton Foundation or of Hillary Clinton's dealings as Secretary of State. I'm not saying there's anything necessarily there, but it's always good to investigate these sorts of things. And that's something that's been brought up by Attorney General Jeff Sessions this past week as well.
Yeah, now, well, because he needs to do something.
Because at the base of every conspiracy, isn't there a small element of truth? So what would even get this started?
So, well, one thing I would say is that, a lot of conspiracy theories, it's not necessarily about the truth of the theory itself, but we often start out with, well, here's somebody who is very powerful that we don't like, and let's accuse them of doing bad stuff. So there's a psychological element there, and that's why you wind up with people who don't like Hillary Clinton accuse her of conspiring, and people who do like her don't. Now, in terms of how good the evidence is, it's always in the eye of the beholder, because what is good evidence to you in one case might not be good evidence in another case, and what's good evidence to you might not really mean anything to me. So sometimes these things can fly with a little bit of what I would consider good evidence, and sometimes they can fly on almost nothing. I mean, I could tell you there's evidence for the reptilian elite theory, right? I mean,
well, true.
If you say there's interdimensional lizards that rule the planet, I could say, well, our planet exists, and theoretical physics suggests that other dimensions exist, and lizards exist. Well, now we have some kernel of truth. Now, how far does that really get us? Not that far in that instance, but there's something there, obviously, right? But you want to get more and more and more before you settle on the explanation, I think.
Well, so I'm speechless.
So we got crabs, lizards.
Yes, I mean it all fits.
Lizards got crabs.
No, the reptiles, they don't have hair.
But that's a strange thing. They're Jewish reptiles. They
now, I know the reptilians exist because they're supposed to be the ruling family, but then that leads us to England. So that's a whole other conspiracy theory. I think that a reptilian member of the royal family was Jack the Ripper.
Okay.
Well, if you go to London and you take the tours, they won't normally say that. They have a whole host of characters that many researchers have pointed out. For a few years, they were saying it was a Polish immigrant, which I found very offensive. And then they did some DNA testing, and they were actually able to rule that one out.
Oh, so. Right. Right. I remember that. Yeah, because there was some... wasn't there some semen or something left on the Catherine Eddowes?
They had something that they were able to test, and then they were able to trace it back as best they could.
Yeah. Yeah.
The blue dress.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thanks very much.
So thank you, and I'll be back with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.